life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Hello, this is Will Crisp with Camp Cookin' for Allegheny Mountain Radio. Winter is a good time to talk about soup, and here's something I'm calling Mountain Winter Sausage Soup. Before thinking about specific ingredients, this recipe started with a simple concept. Suppose now you're up in the highlands or mountains for the winter, or a month, or a week, or just a visiting weekend, and had to cook only what you found in the root cellar, pantry, or smokehouse. No Mediterranean-type fresh vegetables available. I was prompted by a threatening snowstorm and falling temperatures outside my kitchen, and wondered what I would concoct in that situation. My mind began to wander, as it often does, and I began fantasizing about life years ago in the high Alps of, say, Italy, Austria, and Switzerland, where winter came early and spring late, and families really needed to be very careful with their food preparation and consumption. Non-perishables in barrels and crocks, or strung up in the smokehouse, would have been essential. Hence, the onions, garlic bulbs, and potatoes that will appear in this recipe. Now, what about hard pork sausage or salami? Available all winter, but I was skeptical, worrying about too much grease bubbling up in the cooking pot. So I kind of experimented, and my technique of first grilling or sautéing the salami in the iron skillet worked fine, since the grease cooked off and was discarded before the salami cuts, which we'll talk about in a minute, went into the pot. Now, you know, cooks, that you can also add additional root vegetables, say turnips, sliced carrots, parsley root, even rutabagas. Personally, I'm a bit skeptical about turnips, since they can produce a slightly sour taste, at least for me they can. And what about rutabagas? They're like peeling cannonballs, but go ahead if you insist on rutabagas. Now, lacking Mediterranean vegetables, pickles out of the barrel or jar are necessary for balance. And apples preserved in a cool cellar over the winter can taste succulent as a dessert for your family or guests as the winds blow. Here we go with the ingredients and technique for what I'm calling Mountain Winter Sausage Soup. 2 8-ounce net weight Italian hard pork sausage or salami, 2 onions, 1 garlic bulb, 12 small white potatoes, 2 quarts of vegetable stock, 5 tablespoons of sweet paprika, 1 teaspoon, or a little more if you want, of cracked red pepper. Lard, absolutely lard, for the iron skillet. Preparation time, 45 minutes. Cooking time total, 1 hour, 15 minutes. And this would serve around 4 to 6 family members or guests. Here's the technique. Heat the vegetable stock in a large pot. Peel and chop the onions and garlic bulb, and in an iron skillet, sauté in the lard until golden brown. Then drain and ladle into the pot. Slice and quarter the sausage. Sauté also in lard for 5 minutes. Drain very carefully to keep that grease away, and add to the cooking pot. Simmer the pot for at least 45 minutes. Meanwhile, quarter the potatoes. Add more lard to the skillet, sprinkle with a tablespoon of the paprika, and sauté the potatoes for 5 minutes before adding to the soup. Then stir in the additional paprika and a teaspoon of cracked red pepper. Simmer all for an additional 30 minutes. Serve with pickles, with apples as dessert. And hopefully all the family or guests will be content, even if winter winds howl and they're not sunning on a Mediterranean or a Caribbean beach. This has been Will Crisp with Camp Cookin' for Allegheny Mountain Radio.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown.